organizers of the Southeast Alaska State Fair decide to cancel the event due to concerns about COVID-19. And the Haynesboro Assembly decides to review all borough hires until July. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Organizers canceled the 52nd annual Southeast Alaska State Fair this week as a precaution against the spread of COVID-19. As Claire Strempel reports, it's the latest and largest local cancellation.
It's the Live Free or Pie Hard themed Southeast Alaska State Fair that wasn't. Board members and staff decided that hosting the town's biggest event in a time of social distancing and pandemic concerns would be irresponsible. The multi-day celebration of exhibits, musical performance, games, and cuisine is rescheduled for next year. Fair Director Carrie Johnson said the organization saw the writing on the wall a couple of weeks ago.
You know, when we finally pulled the trigger today, I think all of us were a little bit more emotional than I think we thought we were going to be. It's a hard decision because obviously it's our job, but the other piece is it is a big community event.
She said another thing that caught her off guard was the outpouring of community support following their announcement. Emails and calls to express gratitude and solidarity. Instead of ticked off customers, Johnson said they've had community members investing in the fair's future.
You know, I cannot express how great it feels to see memberships pouring in. And I wouldn't say pouring in, but we're getting memberships. And we were actually a little concerned that we weren't going to get any this year. And we've gotten some over the last week and then even more today. And for me, that's really great to see. And it just shows, you know, how much the fair has meant to a lot of people over the years.
Nonetheless, the cancellation of the fair and beer fest has upended the organization's financial plans. 2 year-round employees were laid off. Summer staff will not be hired. Johnson will stay on at reduced hours to manage Dalton City with the help of one part-time maintenance worker. Nearly 50 vendors and 10 entertainers will cancel their trips. Thousands of ticket holders will stay home. Usually, the fair weekend is a boon for local stores, restaurants, bars, and tasting rooms. Nonprofits like the Uglies and the Hospice raise money. Hotels and bed and breakfasts typically fill their rooms.
I mean, special events have become a huge part of the Haynes economy. And of all the special events in the summer, the fair is definitely the largest.
Haynes Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Margaret Friedenauer said it's hard to say exactly how much money is spent in Haynes during the fair, but it's not impossible to approximate. A recent economic study estimates that the average overnight visitor spends a little more than $100 a day in Haynes.
You know, there's about 11,500 admittances over the 4 days, and that breaks down to 5,000 to 6,000 individual people, which is, of course, more than just right about double our population. So it doubles the town for about 4 days in the summer.
Even if only 3,000 of those fairgoers are from out of town, that's about $1.2 million in spending and roughly $100,000 in sales tax over the weekend. And that doesn't include what locals spend. Canceling an event of this size is itself a huge job. Johnson is still fielding calls for the organization from home. She's signing up new fair memberships for an event that the new members know won't happen. They aren't just donations. They're investments in the 52nd annual Southeast Alaska State Fair, which is scheduled to take place in its 53rd year. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haynesboro Assembly will review all new municipal hires until July. The Assembly decided to implement the new protocol at a meeting Tuesday. Assemblymember Paul Rogers originally proposed implementing a hiring freeze as a cost-saving measure. At the meeting Tuesday, Rogers made a motion to require assembly approval before filling any vacant borough position until next year.
One of the traditionally largest expenses of any government is personnel costs. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that if we have vacancies, we are taking a good look at those vacancies to see whether or not they are truly needed during the economic times that we're in.
Assembly member Stephanie Scott strongly opposed the idea, stating that it is the borough manager's responsibility to hire employees, not the assembly's. She cited Haynesboro Code, which states that it is the manager's duty to appoint, suspend, or remove borough employees and administrative officials. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said her main concern was that the assembly might reconsider the necessity of a position after they had already passed the budget for the coming fiscal year.
I would feel a lot more comfortable about the review of the positions as part of the budget process, as opposed to the actual saying we're going to review the hiring of positions to the end of the year, because that does imply that you're going to keep reviewing whether or not the positions are necessary throughout the year.
As a compromise, Assemblymember Brenda Josephson suggested that the Assembly only review borough hires until July, when the fiscal year ends. With the exception of Scott, the rest of the Assembly agreed and the motion was passed. Following the vote, the Assembly approved the hire of Maxwell Juzy to fill the vacant police officer position. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.